Dr. Malone, if you want to just go ahead and tell everybody, I guess, your initial thoughts while we're getting James in here, we'll kind of start it there.
So just to set the stage, I was not involved in collecting this information or initially processing or editing it. It came to me this afternoon. Veritas kindly called me for an opinion and gave me an opportunity to preview the material. I was shocked. These are things that many of us have suspected were going on, this type of behavior, this type of attitude, this type of relationship and capture with the FDA and the entire United States regulatory affairs infrastructure. But to have it confirmed in such a blunt way, in what struck me was the kind of giggling joy in disclosing what was being shared in the face of this enormous global tragedy that we've experienced is discordant in a way that I still have problems processing. This shows a lack of empathy, I think, is the kindest way to put it. I'm just overwhelmed by the callous disregard. And please keep in mind that what is being discussed here is essentially what gave rise to this virus. It is exactly the same type of scientific experimentation. And what you've been given is a window into the attitude of the people that are responsible for this type of work. I think that I hope that those that are in the persuadable middle can hear these words, can observe the behavior, the tone of voice, the casual disregard for human life, the crass financial considerations that are being discussed, the complete disregard for any guardrails in terms of scientific integrity. I'm still overwhelmed when I watch this video. The distinction that is being attempted to be made is apparently exactly the same one that Tony Fauci attempted to make when he asserted that what happened at the Wuhan lab and what was funded by the NIH and the NIAID was not gain-of-function research. I guess he must be attempting to make the same argument that it was directed evolution. But this is wordsmithing. This is just redefining the same thing using different words and language. But there's no substantial difference in terms of the practical consequences to all of us. We've been given a window with this gift from Project Veritas into the mind, behavior, and culture that is given rise to this 3 years of global tragedy. Over.
Thanks, Dr. Malone. This is James O'Keefe here, and still trying to figure out how to use the Twitter spaces, but I'm on. So the story is blowing up the internet here, and I'll just give everyone a broad overview. This was a meeting that our undercover journalist had, a couple meetings with this man who works for Pfizer. He's a Pfizer executive. His name is Jordan Tristan Walker. He's Pfizer's Director of Research and Development, Strategic Operations, mRNA Scientific Planner. One of the common, I mean, just to address a few things, he does indeed work for Pfizer. I'm looking at some background on him. I just want to give you guys some background because it's an extraordinary thing that someone like this even exists. He went to Yale. 2013 Bachelor of Science in Biology at Yale. He's got his Doctor of Medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. That's a 2018 doctor, so it should give you an idea of how old he is. He's based in New York, and we've spoken to his supervisor, spoken to some of his colleagues. So we have not yet to receive a response from Pfizer, We've gotten them on the phone. They've hung up the phone on us. And just so that you're all aware, and this is new information, I personally did speak with him last night. I interacted with him in New York City at a restaurant, which is an extraordinary thing that we did. And in a sense, he reacted. He got very aggressive. And that's the story for tomorrow. But it's one of the most amazing things we've ever seen. And as always, this stuff speaks for itself. Some quotes here I think are most shocking. Quote, this is not what we say to the public. People won't like that. Don't tell. He begs our journalists not to tell anybody. Now it's a matter of seeing what Pfizer's response is going to be. What is the employment status of this official who has said all of these things? And there are some comments. Is he telling the truth? We believe he is. But of course, you can see his lips moving as he makes these claims. So it's about the accountability. I think Dr. Malone is dead on. This is about the culture of the organization, the attitude of this individual who's a doctor who went to Yale and has been working for Pfizer for some time. So with that, I mean, I'll probably answer some questions later, but let's see who we have on here. We have Matt Tiramond who wants to say a few words about the science. Matt, are you there? Matt's on, but I don't know.
Yep, I am. Well, what I want to hear from is the doctors who are on. We've assembled some doctors, and to break down, you know, the medical ethics of this, because I think this expose really exposes the lack of medical ethics at the absolute highest level, and certainly, you know, what they're doing flies in the face of previous practices when it comes to drug testing and, you know, sourcing viable drug candidates to mutate viruses in what they claim is a controlled environment. I'd love to hear the doctors to weigh in and talk about that for a few minutes and just really, you know, you guys take a lot of courses on medical ethics, and especially when you go into, you know, discussion in the public domain about medicine. So,
and I'm not a doctor. This is James O'Keefe again, but I will say that just as a journalist here, I was wondering if PETA has any comment. The animal welfare organization, quote, don't tell anyone. This is, I'm quoting the Pfizer executive, quote, don't tell anyone. The way the experiment would work is that we put the virus in monkeys. We successfully caused them to keep infecting each other, says Jordan Tristan Walker, when he's talking about what he calls directed evolution. So with that, yes, Matt, let's go to some medical professionals on the phone.
So this is Dr. Kat Lindley. I'm a family physician in Texas. And good friends with Dr. Malone, but he said it all, you know, just the laughter and saying, you know, we're just trying to figure out what's going to happen next, but if people knew what's happening, you know, we don't want them to know. And then when he started talking how the different people from the government get jobs in Pfizer and different organizations and they kind of look the other way, it just shows that there's no ethics left. And it doesn't matter how many people suffer. It doesn't matter. Human cost is not important when it comes to making money. I think that's one of the biggest takeaways I had from this.
Hey, James, this is Kim.com. Just a quick question. Very interesting topic. Again, you know, excellent work. I get a lot of DMs from people asking who this guy is. They can't find him on Google. There's no information immediately visible on the Pfizer website. Can you tell us how you verified this guy? Like, how do you know that this guy is real?
Actually, Kim, you're wrong. His bio is readily available on LinkedIn. He's listed as Director Worldwide R&D Strategic Operations for Pfizer. And there are a number of other websites. I'm surprised that you haven't been able to find that, well, given your
fantastic
skill set.
No, absolutely fantastic. I'm just talking about the DMs that I'm getting here, but thank you for verifying that.
We have a confirmed Pfizer email address, which I don't know if it's right for me to say on the air here what his email address, corporate email. Probably wants to say it, but I guess that's not right for me to give out, but it's jordan.something@pfizer.com, and we also have his supervisor, whose name... Shuang Wu is the name of his supervisor at Pfizer. We also have listed, I'm going to go ahead and redact some of these screenshots from LinkedIn. I'm going to go ahead and tweet them out so you guys can see them.
Fantastic. And, that's very helpful, and thanks for verifying that, just to make sure that people understand that this guy is at Pfizer.
Yeah, I mean, at first glance, it might seem like this man is some type of serial imposter and has concocted fake medical degrees, because it's almost impossible to believe that this is what you're looking at is real. But we also have me speaking with him. James O'Keefe spoke with him last night. There's video of that. He confirmed some of the things here, including saying that he's trying to help people at his company, confirmed that he works with Pfizer in the flesh, no hidden camera. You'll see that tomorrow. But it seems like what we have here is a case of a man who's just simply gotten caught and is having the reaction of someone who has said some things that are incredibly newsworthy that he wished he did not say. And this really speaks to the mission of Veritas. You know, this is why we do what we do, to get people to be honest, to get people to be forward. And like Dr. Malone, I think you hit it right on the nail on the head when you said this really speaks to the culture of these sorts of people, that they would behave like this and say these things in this twisted, conceited, narcissistic way. And this guy's a doctor who went to Yale, works for Pfizer as a director. I mean, what is their explanation? I want to know what Pfizer has to say for themselves. Is this man going to keep his job? Is he, I mean, so we spoke to a supervisor. Chuang Wang? Wu, I'm sorry, W-O-O is the name of the supervisor. And she hung up the phone on us today. That should tell you something. So let's try to go to some more people here on the air. Who else do we have on the Twitter space? Let's see.
I see Dr. Andrew Huff had requested to speak a little bit ago. The floor is yours.
Thank you. So I would say after watching the video, I was not shocked at all. I found his behavior and the way that he spoke to be completely emblematic of many researchers and scientists and doctors in higher ed or academia and in corporate America and with the virologists that I used to work with at Equal Health Alliance in the U.S. government. And people do not take this seriously. They don't understand the risk. It's all about the money. It's all about the payday. And it's all one big joke to everybody.
And I'm going to go ahead and tweet this screenshot out momentarily. Thank you for those comments. Eric and Mario, who else do we have on that we want to call on?
Let's say Steve, I saw you come in earlier. If you want to go ahead now, the floor is yours.
And I recommend for Steve, before you jump on, that Lynn Finn, whose moniker there is Finderella, also be activated as a speaker when you get a chance, sir. Bye.
Yeah, I had a